I started to see the other man again, because also I feel so drawn to his spirit, his
cock. Whenever women use the term spirit, spirituality, you know, self-growth, when talking about a man, they're talking about his schlong, okay? They're talking about his schlong. It was just so interesting to me, because women are always talking, they have to use these euphemisms, right, to convince themselves that it's not exactly what it is. Physical objectification. Don't objectify me. I'm not a sexual object. It's spiritual with him. No, it's his cock. It's his cock and how he uses it.
Is the different way of being that he has, and
the way he ate my pussy was so different and better than Oliver. But I can't say that, because I would look like the whore I am. Yeah.
The different things that he's bringing out of me, not even.
Oh, I know he was bringing some stuff out of you, honey. Oh yeah, and putting some stuff in you too.
Even just as a romantic partner, but even as a friend, it just feels really important to me to have this side as well. So I went back to see
this woman is such a cliche. Oh my god!
See him beginning of this year, and again, I didn't fully disclose the whole situation to Oliver. I basically.
So you got back with your ex-boyfriend, boy toy, beta orbiter, occasionally a booty call, and said you wouldn't see this guy again, and he said he wouldn't see other women again, and then you saw the other guy again. Of course you did! Why not? He stuck with you once!
We went on seeing him, and I didn't sit down with Oliver and said, hey, yo, Oliver, I'm back seeing this man, and
I can't believe this guy Oliver stuck around. What kind of loser is he? What kind of scarcity mindset does he fucking have? Of course, you know, I guess he can't do better than her. She is a good-looking broad. I'm going to give her that, but he can't do better than her physically, but he certainly could do better in regards to somebody who would treat him better. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not. But Jesus Christ, I would go for somebody that's worse looking than her if she had a better personality. This woman is atrocious. She's a train wreck, and she treats him like crap. Oh, but she says it with sweet sounding words, so it's okay.
That was no good idea. It was a very not good idea. So I think this man and Oliver have actually hung out together. They actually spent.
Whoa! He didn't beat the guy up? Did he beat the guy up? Nice. He's spindly fuck. He'd probably have a tough time beating up one of them fucking blow-up clowns that their little kids beat on.
And good times together as well. They know each other. I do believe they also like each other. But as said, it's not easy to deal with these huge emotions and these conflicts and different interests. So
this guy Oliver must be a real soy boy. He's made friends and hangs out with the dude that's banging his woman behind his back.
So, about 5 weeks ago, Oliver sent a message to this man and asked, hey, because he had a feeling, so he asked, like, hey, are you back being intimate with Adina? And this other man, which is also cool about him, is very honest. So he said, yes, I am being intimate with Adina. And that was the blue.
She loves the attention. That's what's going on. She loves all this attention. Super duper mega fucking thought. She's a complete narcissist. She's a psycho. She doesn't care about anybody else. Nobody else matters except her. She's the center of the world, the center of the fucking universe. Everybody exists just to orbit around her and to give her the attention and validation that she wants, that she needs, that she deserves.
Blew off everything. That moment blew off everything and changed a lot of things. Oliver was super, super hurt by so many things, I think. By me still not being able to be really straightforward and direct. I don't know.
What do you mean not being able to be straightforward and direct and honest? Sure you could. You just chose not to be.
It's so many things to put into this video right now. I think this is also something that he would have to share directly with you guys. I cannot talk about him and his feelings. I can only share my perspective. And
what do you mean you can't talk about him and his feelings? I mean, you should know what his feelings are. If you gave a fuck, you would talk to him and ask him what his feelings are. She don't give a fuck. He's just a placeholder. He's just there. He's just there to do the things that I don't feel like doing. He's there to be a babysitter for our baby and to, you know, cook and clean and take care of me and give me the validation and attention and love that I clearly don't give him. I go cheat on him with the dude that can give it to me.
And so, yeah, that's where we at. It hurt Oliver tremendously. It hurt also the other men, because the other men also believed that there was total clarity and everything was clean and clear, especially after all this long time. But it turns out not, and it turns out not for various reasons. Obviously, I thought that Oliver wasn't really at the point where he would be happy about this. His dream was always...
At the point where he'd be... I'm trying to get him there. You know, I'm trying to groom him to accept this polyamory that's so good for me, but doesn't really work for him. But I'll get him there, but he's not there yet. Hey, manipulative cunt.
That it would be me and him and only that. And so he...
How dare he think it would just be him and me? It's not enough for me, because I'm a bottomless abyss of emptiness and despair and sadness.
Here I am battling myself that I want to be that. I want to be this dream woman. And yet I also have so many other cravings and desires, and it does...
There you go. There you go. There's the truth. There's the fucking truth. I have cravings and desires. God forbid I deny myself those cravings and desires. I should be able to indulge in every appetite I have and no negative consequences. Yeah. Said the 400-pound fat person. Yeah. I'm just going to eat myself to oblivion. No consequences. I love it.
Doesn't freaking mean that I don't want this with Oliver. I love this man so deeply, and I really...
It does actually mean that, because it doesn't have meaning if it's not just with him. It loses value. I find this very fascinating. People don't seem to understand what brings meaning to a relationship is in part the exclusivity. If I have a blue diamond, and it's the only blue diamond on the fucking planet, it's real valuable. If I have like this 150-carat blue fucking diamond, there's no others, great value. Now, if I take that same blue fucking diamond and I chip off little 1-carat bits until all there are 150 fucking 1-carat blue diamonds around, well, each of those 1-carats has far less value than the complete and total whole that I had before. So why would I do that? So you want to bang a bunch of other dudes, but you expect to have the same kind of value contained within that relationship with this Oliver dude that isn't actually contained. Are you out of your fucking mind, you ditzy broad?
I really want to be with him as well. Yet, what I said before, I can't deny my own heart that it also craves to explore this other side. Some people call this polyamory. Other people call this open relationship.
That's what it is, you top bitch! It's a myth. It's a fallacy, by the way. You're going to be horribly, miserably alone. That's where this is leading.
I don't want to give it any name. I just believe that any relationship...
I don't want to give it a name, because if it has a name, if it has a moniker, if it has an identifier, then it can be judged and judged negatively. I don't want that. I want to keep everything amorphous and shapeless and nameless. Then nobody can judge me.
With any human being, may that be with parents or with a close friend or with our romantic partner, it has to be flexible, because people will hurt you, people will fuck you up.
Oh, here we go. Oh, I gotta keep my options open. Any relationship that I'm in has to be flexible, because I've been hurt, and you know, it's not because of the evil ideology of feminism that I followed and the lessons that it's taught me that has led me into relationships that have hurt me. Oh no, you just can't trust other people. Other people will fuck you up. So I have to have options. I have to keep my options open, don't you know? Yeah. Can't put myself in a situation of exclusivity. Oh no, that's too dangerous.
people gonna lie to you, say things that are not true to you, for you, say things that you don't like.
Like you? The only person that's doing all of these things you're talking about that are horrible and evil that you're trying to avoid is you! Can anybody say projection?
And what can we do about it? Are you
not cheap? Stay faithful. Live the lessons that you're preaching to others. Oh, no, I can't do that. No. I can't hold myself to the same high standards that I expect from others. No.
Are these people bad? Am I bad for not being capable, also due to my past, of always speaking what's on my heart?
Yes. And don't blame your past, okay? You're a grown woman. You make your own choices. You're not ruled by your past. You're making choices. You're choosing to be the way you are and make the choices that you are making. I love when women blame their past. Baggage!
I just fucking thought that it's wrong. But I'm coming more and more to conclusion that it is okay to be...
It's not okay.
...be who I am. It...
Was it okay for Ted Bundy to be who he was? Oh, I love it! It's okay to be who I am, even if who I am is somebody who kills women and chops them up and goes back 3 days later after I've killed them and fucks their maggot-infested corpses. That's okay, because that's who I am. Really? Wow. What an interesting rationalization, sweetheart.
It's okay to desire what I desire.
No, it's not. It depends on what you desire. And what you're desiring, this polyamorous bullshit, is not okay. Everything is not okay, okay, you Satanist scumbag, you.
I'm still lovable.
No, you're not. I don't find you to be lovable at all. Apparently, the Oliver Jew doesn't find you that lovable anymore either. I hope so, anyway.
I'm still a good person.
No, you're not. Oh, yeah, that's who I am! Says Jeffrey Dahmer, that's who I am. I lopped off some dude's head, put it in my freezer, and when I got bored, I took it out and used it to give myself oral pleasure, using his mouth. But I'm still a good person, because it's who I am.
And...
delusional broad.
It's been a long journey for me, you guys. It's been a long journey for me.
Started out my life with two paths to choose from. The one on the left was a 5-mile path that would get me to my destination quickly and efficiently. The one on the right was 2,500 miles long through snake-infested, alligator-infested jungles and malaria-ridden landscape and swamps. I chose the path on the right. Oh, woe is me. I had to walk such a hard path in life. Yeah, you chose it, you dumb bitch. I'm supposed to feel sorry for you? Fuck off.
Yeah, the whole thing got topped off with the fact that Oliver got really upset. We had that night a conversation about everything.
I hope he dumped your cheating, polyamorous ass.
He was so hurt. We ended up having sex.
Oh my god. Loser this guy is.
That night wasn't a good night to have sex in many regards. It was good, but...
I wanted to keep him, so I used the only tool I knew how to use on him. I poom.
Now, I'm pregnant.
I've trapped him. I've doubly trapped him. We have a baby together. Well, now we're going to have another baby together. Hooray. It's this poor guy, this schlub. Oh, God.
But I guess things are the way they are. There's nothing...
Oh, things are the way they are. Not my fault. Nothing I did.
Nobody did anything wrong. It's just the beauty...
Whoa. Nobody did anything wrong. No, you did something wrong. He did nothing wrong. Well, he did. He's a weakling. He's a doormat. He's a pathetic loser. So that's what he did wrong. Staying with you. Having sex with you. Remaining with you after you cheated on him and let him know. Going out with the dude that you bang and playing pool with him, whatever the fuck they did. That was wrong.
Beautiful messiness of being human.
Oh, yeah, this is just all part of being human. It had nothing to do with my choices, my decisions, my mistakes. No. This is everybody's life. Oh, really? I never had this messiness. Oh, but I guess it's just life. I guess I haven't lived until I've been in a polyamorous relationship with a slut like this broad.
I think that which I'm sharing with you guys right now is what real humanist looks like.
Humanist? No. This is what your life looks like, honey. You're trying to rationalize and justify your fucked up dysfunctional life to yourself by saying this is how everybody lives. I got news for you. This is not how everybody fucking lives. You don't be brought you. It's how people who make bad decisions live.
Yeah. And I'm very confused. I don't know what to do.
I would say you're definitely very confused. I'm not confused. I don't like you. I hate you. I despise you. You are an evil creature.
About the pregnancy, I will figure it out, so don't worry, guys. I'm a strong woman.
Oh, yeah, you're so strong. I'm so strong and independent. I don't need no man, but I do need men to justify my existence, to validate me, to explore who I am, to know who I am, to find out who I am, but I don't need no man. I'm strong.
I cry because there's a lot of emotions inside of me. I don't cry because I'm desperate. You guys, please don't need to worry about me. But
that's going to be notch number 3 on the dead baby dead baby bedpost, I guarantee it. She's not going to keep that baby. Get out of here. Maybe she will. Maybe she'll keep it so as to try to keep hold of Oliver. Maybe she thinks that'll keep him in her wheelhouse as her beta orbiter loser. This guy's a loser. I think we can all agree, gentlemen, that this Oliver dude is a total complete loser.
It's very intense for me. I did not expect that. I did not plan for it. It's nothing that fits right now into my life, to be honest. And it will still take me a while to figure out what I'm going to do about the situation.
Yeah, geez, 38-year-old broad pregnant. Whoa, I can see that doesn't fit into your life. How am I going to be able to continue riding the car carousel if I have a second baby? Might interfere with my social life. Off of its head. And arms and legs. They pull the baby apart. I'll see you.
It is important to share every aspect of me, especially because I'm making videos on relationship and love and sexuality and...
Oh my God, this woman, it never ever take advice about relationships from a woman. Look at this broad.
That's great.
Her life is a total disaster. Yeah, but you should take advice from me about life. Mine's a mess. Yeah, but I can tell you how to live your life well. That's like going to a big fat person to learn how to fucking diet and lose weight. Get the fuck out of here.
It wouldn't feel authentic to me and real if I keep on making videos, yet you guys don't know this part of me. At least now you guys, everything is on the table. You guys can decide whether you like this woman here, this girl here, or whether you think I'm too crazy, and yeah.
Oh, what is she doing now? Is she auditioning for a new boyfriend? I see she's got her Instagram in the upper right-hand corner, and we all know Instagram is a meat market. I guess she's trying to find herself a new Beta Books Deluxe Orbiter supporter.
That's basically where I'm at right now, and that's the whole story. Go crazy in the comments as you want. I'm going to leave all the comments, whether you're going to leave hate or not, I don't care. It's just life. I'm just sitting here and being honest, and that's all.
It's just live. Everything that's happened to me is live. It's happening to me. I didn't make any of it happen.
I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being with me on this crazy, wild-ass journey through life. It is beautiful. It is wonderful. Yeah. And let me end this video today with a beautiful, beautiful quote that has always stuck with me, especially during hard times. And it goes like this. The gods envy us. They envy us because we are mortal. Because every day might be our last day. You will never be lovelier than you are now. And we will never be here again.
I'm gonna try to sound deep. Not like the shallow airhead I actually am. Yes, I'm going to quote somebody else because I can't come up with any original thoughts of my own. Well, there you go. This vapid airhead is gonna tell you how to live her life. And the gods envy her. Oh,
if there were any gods, I don't think so.
I don't think so. If there were gods, would they make a creature that's this much of a mess?
Wow. So, there you go. This is modern women, gentlemen. She's a mess. She's a confused mess. She's a bottomless pit of emptiness, mess. No matter what you put into it, it's never going to be enough. She's always going to be looking for something else. The grass is always greener on the other side. You will never complete her. You will never fulfill her. You will never give her what she needs. Thank you, feminism. So, still interested? Are you interested? Were you ever interested? No. Not me. Let me know what you think of this chick. Hit the comment section. Is she emblematic of the modern Western woman? Huh? Let me know what you think of her, and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And again, if you really like and appreciate the raw, red-pilled, in-your-face nature of my content, please go check out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. And consider making a donation. Could really use your help.